AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The race to vaccinate millions of Americans is off to a messier start than public health officials and leaders of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed had expected. Dr. Anthony Fauci offered this assessment on NBC's Today Show.
Hopefully, as you get into the first couple of weeks in January, the gaining of momentum will get us to the point where we want to be. But there really has to be a lot more effort in the sense of resources for the locals, namely the states, the cities, the counties, the places where the vaccine is actually going into the arms of individuals.
The Labor Department's latest weekly jobless claims numbers are down, though they remain elevated. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
2020 was the worst year for job losses by far.
Between February and April, the U.S. economy lost 22 million jobs. I mean, that's just, you know, a huge amount. During the Great Recession, we lost about 8 million jobs over a period of a couple of years.
Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, looking ahead to next year.
I don't think we'll see outright job losses, but certainly much weaker than what we saw, over the past, let's say half year or so. But I do think that by the spring, things will be getting better.
And because of all the businesses that have closed, Fauché doesn't think the job market will fully recover until 2023. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Trump is back at the White House, having cut short his Florida vacation by a day, and he's posted a New Year's message on Twitter.
Americans have so much to be grateful for. We're all blessed to live in the greatest country ever to exist on the face of the earth, and we have made it greater than ever before.
His early return comes as tensions escalate between the U.S. and Iran. However, officials say the Pentagon has decided to bring home the only Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East. This is AP News. President-elect Joe Biden will honor COVID victims on the eve of his inauguration. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to honor those killed by the coronavirus in a lighting ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool on the evening of January 19th, the night before his inauguration. In a statement, the Presidential Inaugural Committee says the event will be the first ever lighting around the Reflecting Pool to memorialize American lives lost. The Inaugural Committee is also inviting communities around the country to join in lighting up buildings and ringing church bells at 5:30 p.m. in a national moment of unity and remembrance. Biden and Kamala Harris plan to take their oaths of office outside the U.S. Capitol on January 20th while complying with COVID-19 protocols. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows nearly 344,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. since the virus was first detected. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.